Oh,
Kind of nice and
dude.
short. What?
I forgot to hit the record button.
No, you didn't.
No, dude, I... Whoops.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FuseNex.
And we have an exciting episode for you. We've got quite a bit of news to go over here, and we'll get right into that. The first thing we wanted to go over is the Vanadale Collection 2007. Which will be available November 7th for $29.99. This is pretty cool because it kind of gives you the opportunity to get Final Fantasy XI and all of its expansion packs for the low, low price
of $29.99.
$30.
I was kind of surprised that they didn't come out with something like this right when the Xbox version came out because, you know,
yeah,
for Xbox, I was it's kind like of one disc for everything.
Yep,
but
exactly. And
all the PC people, it's like, well, you'd gotta buy the expansion that cost us as much. It's kind of like, you know, what the heck. It's also cool because it also includes a fold-out map of Vanadale with a little mini walkthroughs to help new players get started. I doubt they're any good, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. This is how you heal.
This is how you heal.
you fight.
Hit attack, and like, but should be interesting to see.
So. Yeah. Might get it just to check out the special.
Yeah.
Yep.
The map would be cool, too. I mean, I know I have the old 2004 strategy guide, and it's got, like, a map, but I'm sure this one is updated with the outer Gaan areas and everything, so.
Yeah.
That might be worth it.
But yeah, I don't know. Cool. It's cool. It's cool for the new players, because they don't have to, you know, spend $30 for this, $30 for that, $20 for this, you know, so. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. There's a couple other things in the news. They announced that they are going to be adding new mercenary ranks for the
Assault
Outer Gaan expansion pack. So I don't know what rank
they're adding.
What rank are you?
Right now I'm Superior Private, which is I want to say it was like the highest rank you could get when it came out.
Okay,
I think. But since then they added Lance Corporal and Corporal. I believe is what they were called,
okay.
And now they're adding Sergeant and Sergeant Major,
Whoops.
Along with 10 new assault missions.
So, 10 new ones?
10 new. I don't know how they keep coming up with these. I really don't.
That's pretty cool, though. I think my rank is only like Private Second Class,
mm-hmm.
which means I've only done one.
Right. You're down there.
I'm the latrine cleaner.
There you go.
In of Outer Gaan, of the mercenaries.
Of Outer Gaan, yeah.
That's right.
You get to clean up after besieged.
After the besieged, I clean up like the yeah.
You're like the guy at the end of the parade.
Yep, right. Cleaning up
there
the
you go.
Confetti.
There you go.
Yep.
Because you know how those mamas exactly. like to spread their confetti around her and besieged.
Yeah, clean up the road apples of.
There you go.
Cleaning the road apples of Vanadale. Private Second Class.
Nice.
Sweet.
Very cool.
So that's something to look forward to there.
Definitely.
So, cool.
Next up, we got there's been a lot of talk about new job changes.
Yes, there has.
We talked a little bit about this last week. They announced some of this at the Tokyo Game Show, but they're going ahead now and more of finalizing the changes that they're going to do. First up, we got Summoner. Which they talked about how they wanted to change recast times for different types of blood packs, you know, because there's some that attack, there's some that do like a support type of thing. So what they did, they split it up into two different kinds of blood packs. There's blood packed rage, which is like damage and attacking, and then there's blood packed ward, which is like support and healing, that kind of stuff. And it looks like they're for each of those blood packs, the recast time will be 1 minute now. So instead of having to wait, I don't know what it was before. I haven't actually leveled my summoner in a long time, but it looks like, you know, every minute you'll be able to cast one of these, or maybe even you'll be able to cast one rage and then you'll be able to cast a pack because they're like a different category. which will be really cool because they talked about the a long time ago when we had the first set of job changes. They said that they wanted summoners to have their avatars out a little longer, and doing this will certainly help to promote that.
I think that's so cool because exactly. I mean, it's kind of lame that summoners now, it's just like they pull out their avatars, use the ability, put it back, and you know, they're like main healers. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. So,
And another another thing that they're doing to help out with that is that now you can skill up your summoning magic when you use a blood pack instead of just having it when you summon it to get the skill up.
Totally cool.
Which is very cool. So maybe I'll level summoner after the update a little bit after I finally beat Diablos, if that ever happens.
No, you won't.
I'm still trying to be a little optimistic here, dude. You're not.
No, you won't. You're gonna level Dragoon to 75.
I'm gonna level some other things.
You should level White Mage.
No. I've actually sworn to never level White Mage again.
Really?
Well, I'm not. You know, it's gonna happen eventually. But I'm gonna next time I hit up my Bard, I'm doing Bard Corsair instead of Bard White Mage.
There you go.
So the Uber Bard support Corsair. Job. Singing and gambling. Can't get any more awkward than that.
Gambling.
It's like an old Wild West bar.
Yeah, you're right. The piano player.
And the guys playing cards that end up
sing
just beating up each
song,
other.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
Nice. All right, so next, it's not a job adjustment for a specific job, but it's adjustments to ranged attacks in general.
Right.
Sounds like they're changing up. It wasn't too long ago where they added this in where the distance between you and the enemy affected the power of the ranged attack. What it sounds like now is that it's going to be more geared towards a player's stats and all that kind of things instead of more on the distance base. So if you're using food, for example, to get the buffs from that, the food will help you instead of, you know, no matter where you are, as opposed to like you have the food and, you know, you're not the right distance away and then it just messes up or whatever. So they're tweaking that so it works a little more efficiently, which I think is good, especially with with Corsair, with the, coming out with the expansion where, you know, with the Corsair, you're running around doing all the support jobs. You don't necessarily have time to worry about, like, okay, I need to get this far away from the guy, and then I can shoot him. You know, you just want to run around support, shoot, and just keep going and doing that. So that'll be very good. I know
support and shoot.
Rangers will probably like that too, I'm sure. So that'll be cool.
Yeah,
they're also doing some Dark Knight adjustments, and it's nothing about accuracy or getting you guys un-emoed. Sorry. It's
un-emoed. Oh, boy.
They're going to teach you how to change a light bulb. they talked about that, how when they use the new Absorb TP spell, that it's not really based on how much TP the enemy has.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of weird because you think that that would have been something right off the bat. You know, if the mob has this much, you know, if the mob has like 3 TP, and you use Absorb TP and you get like 30, how does that, you know, that doesn't work. So they're planning on it where you can, you have to be more careful about the timing on how, when you absorb TP.
Right.
So that'll be something they probably should have done when it came out, but it's good that they're tweaking it now, I think. So that's
true.
And then they did a fairly good job of explaining the next job, which we got Dragoon.
Oh dear, here you go with your Dragoon.
The Dragoon, dude. We get the they already said we get the recast time for the jumps will be reset when you do 2-hour super jump recast is going from 5 minutes to 3 minutes. Which will be really, really, really nice.
Yeah.
And then the third trait, which is actually going into my rant here a little bit.
Okay.
Is
do tell.
They worked empathy a little bit. The new thing that they're saying, like the official one, is that it says that, you know, players who have acquired the empathy job trait will be able to copy the stone skin effect to their wyvern when using the job ability Spirit Link.
Okay.
That's not what they said earlier. They said
they worded it a little differently.
They worded it differently. They said that empathy ability would provide both Dragoon and Wyvern with stone skin effects. So it sounds like, okay, when you, you know, if you have empathy and you spirit link, it'll give you stone skin. Which, for those of you who play Dragoon, you know, when you spirit link, you lose a pretty good chunk of HP to heal your wyvern. And, you know, having a defense boost, that would be really nice.
Yeah.
But they either worded it wrong, or, you know, somebody had something right and it wasn't finalized or what. But that's not the case now. You only get it, you know, just like the other things with empathy, which, you know, you probably would have thought, you know, if you thought about it, you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. They're probably doing this.
Yeah,
but there's, exactly. You know, a couple of us out here are like, oh, cool. You know, we get a defense boost after, you know, we spirit link and lose some HP. That's really nice. You know, that's something that we could use. But now they're just kind of like, no, we were just kidding. We didn't have our facts down right. But, kind of upsetting. I was pumped for that. I wanted to merit empathy, like, really bad when I saw that, you know, because you get a nice stone skin effect to help boost your defense a little bit. And now, no.
No, not so much.
They should, like, finalize this stuff before they release it, or they should, fire the translators they got now and get new ones.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Some dude was sitting there going, okay, I know they said something about Spirit Link.
Yeah.
And something else.
It's just stuff like that. Like, I mean, some people may not care, but, you know, some people that are, like, a lot of the Dragoons out there that are just like, hey, I'm a Dragoon, but, like, the people that are, like, good at the job that really care about all the stuff that's going on with these job changes and everything, you know, some of them might be a little disappointed by that. That's something, you know, Square Enix needs to change. They don't want to make people unhappy. But, yeah. So that's my little rant. Not very angry, but it needed to be said.
It needed to come out.
It needed to come out.
Cool.
Had to let it out for a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
So, that's Dragoon. That's like the Dragoon thing.
So I guess we'll move on to what we've been doing in-game. What have you been doing in-game, dude?
I was leveling my paladin, actually, last week. I got to almost level 64.
Wow. Well, you were 61?
I was 62.
62. Wow.
I was 62 before, yeah.
You're just kind of sitting there, and then all of a sudden you're like, vroom.
Yep.
Nice.
Put in a little bit of... And I just had the baby, you know, so you would think that I didn't really have that much time to invest in, you know, working on that. But you know what? That baby sleeps a lot. So,
oh, of course.
So, you know, that gave me more time than I thought to put into it. I'm also leveling White Mage. Okay. And then the reason I'm doing this is so that I could do the 5-1 mission.
Oh, I hate that mission.
So that I don't have to buy gear for my paladin for level 50.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's expensive.
Oh, I bet.
So, you know, I'm going to level White Mage to that point and try and do this quest. And
nice.
We'll see what happens. And then I'll go back to paladin and level it up to...
Go kick some Shadow Lord butt.
Yep, kick some Shadow Lord butt. Because I want to get to rank 6 so that I can get Sky.
Yeah.
I want to be Uber, too. Just like everybody else.
We'll be here, me and Sammy. We'll be like, yeah, and then in Sky we did this and this. And yeah, we got all this. And, so
and
like,
I can be
cool.
Like, I want to be like, I got Sky. I'm just as lead as you guys.
Shake's going to come in here one day like, I killed Genbo, yay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah, I'm excited about fighting gods and stuff.
Mm.
As you probably know.
It's a lot of fun when you don't get killed. I've had a couple
that's what
nasty
I've been
wipes.
Doing. What have you been
what
doing?
What have I been doing? I've been really, really busy this week, actually, in game. I leveled up my warrior to 37 finally, so I don't have to touch it ever again unless I feel like leveling it later. So I got it at the sub job level, so that's nice. I got my Dragoon to 72. Mm-hmm. And then I de-leveled, and then I got it to 72 again, and then I de-leveled, and then I got it to 72 again.
Oh no.
We were fighting this NM in Ottawa Chasm for can't remember what they're called right offhand, but there's this Anline NM called Alistair.
Okay.
And what you do, you have to spawn it, and it spawns this one Antlion that you have to keep alive, and then eventually these two, I believe they're called Executioner Antlions, will spawn. So you have to kill those, and then I think Alistair spawns around the same time as those. So you got about, you know, 3 or 4 Antlions up at the same time.
Yeah,
it's a very tough fight.
interesting.
I've heard from some people it's even harder than one of the gods. So
really,
yeah, it's quite a beast.
And it's an antlion?
Yep.
Wow.
It was we died. We wiped twice with. So that was a lot of fun. what else did I do? I finally beat the NM for those my rudder Sabatons and actually got the drop. But it was a bad night. There was some really bad some storms going on in my area. So we had a couple people that were getting it. So we had a couple pop items to get it. So like after the first run, I'm sitting there and then my power goes out.
Oh no!
So it's like, oh, you know, I want to get back on, make sure they don't leave or anything. So, you know, I still have my turn to go. So I get back on there, and another friend of mine who lives in the area. He's a little north of me, and he's sitting there. He's like, "Lol, tornado sirens by," and I'm like, "Oh." So I ended up getting the drop, which is really cool because I've been working on those for a while. Then
awesome.
Also, I got last week. It was funny when I was talking about Dynamis, how I got my first piece of Relic AF, but it was for Ranger.
Yeah, actually, right. You got the hat.
Yeah, I got the hat. Like right after we recorded, actually, I went in and did a Dynamis Bastok run, and I got my Dragoon AF legs.
Ooh, the legs!
So that was really cool. We ended up losing. We aggroed a lot of things, and they killed us.
They didn't like you very much.
You've been the Bastok, right?
Yeah.
In Bastok Mines, where there's that back by the auction house, you can go down like in the Alchemist Guild, like that little kind of alley. You know, back there.
Yeah. Okay.
We aggroed everything in that little back alley.
Really?
From the bottom and the top. And we got pwned.
That's a shame, dude.
Yeah.
That's really.
You know, I got my legs though, so I can't complain. It was
Yeah.
It was a pretty good run.
Do those just drop off of random mobs in there, or just?
Yeah, it's just. They say that, you know, they come from like different, like this area drops this type of AF, you know, the mobs in this area drop, but right. I really haven't, you know, I've only done a few Dynamis runs, but it seems like it's pretty random. You know, usually in a good run, you'll have maybe 4 or 5 AF pieces drop.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. Even if you wipe, you usually get, a lot of currency that you can usually get some decent gil out of. And
what's the currency for Dynamis? Is it bind bills?
There's actually different types of currency for each one. Bastok has the bind bills. Windurst has it's a type of shell, I believe. I can't recall the name right offhand, but I haven't actually done Windurst yet. I hear that's one of the hardest ones. And then Sandy drops. What is it?
The Ordels,
the Ordels, the bronze piece, yeah, that's what drops in there.
Okay,
but, and then Juno drops, you know, a little bit of everything, I believe. But yeah, so usually that sells for about 20k for just a single piece of that. So you can usually make a couple mil just by getting the currency and selling it, which is very nice.
Very cool. But, yeah, I can't wait to do that.
Definitely. But yeah, that's really all I've been doing in game, really.
Very awesome. Very awesome. Cool.
All right. Let's see.
All right. Well, that brings us to where are we?
We're at the emails.
Already?
Wow.
We're at the emails already?
How did we rush through that?
I don't know. We had a lot of news.
Wow.
All right. Well. We got a couple emails.
We do. Bring those up. Our first email comes from the one, the only, Captain Rag from the Fairy Server. Dragoon. Yes.
My friend and yours.
All right, so he says...
So, Captain Rag.
Yo, Fusion Steak and lovable Sammy.
Sorry, Sammy couldn't be with us today.
She's, That's actually, you know, we'll talk about this after the emails. It's kind of a funny story about the episode.
Just doing a little
episode.
PR.
Yeah. He says, I have two questions. Question one, on Ottergon Mission 15, the Black Coffin, which I talked about that last week that I was doing. He says, you gotta fight the Foamers, the two, you know, they're two Rangers, two Red Mages, and one Corsair. says, you know, if there's any tips or suggestions for the mission and what jobs and levels are best.
Aren't those really hard?
It can. It can be. It's a it's an uncapped BCNM style fight. It's actually assault based.
Okay.
The way you kind of you enter it, but it's an uncapped, so you want to get as high levels as you can. Obviously, I know for me, I actually went as a Dragoon Bard. Just so I could. You laugh. Why? You laugh, but Dragoon Bard. If there's like any people out there that don't want to level like red mage or white mage for a dragoon sub, and you have bard, try bard. It's actually pretty decent.
You can't use an instrument with a bard sub.
But you can still use one song though. You could ballad the mages, and you could go and buff the melee with something, and then you can enfeeble the mobs a little bit too. You can dispel them and everything. Yeah, it's actually a lot. It's better than some people would think. But for other jobs, you're going to want some type of a tank. For people that have done assaults before, you know that there's the one guy that attacks you, usually assist them with an assist macro. Mm-hmm. That would be something. After going into this, I think using that would be a lot more better than how we did it. Because we had talked, you know, we're going to say, we'll just, you know, there's an NPC that actually joins the fight and fights alongside you. I won't give away anything. Or we'll just attack who he attacks or whatever, but it was hard sometimes to figure out who he was attacking because there were some ranged attacks involved and, you know, he wasn't right up in front of the guy. So, you know, if you have a tank, just have him, you know, fight one at a time and just assist him. But it's kind of a crazy fight once you get in there because there's a lot of running around and it takes place on the Black Coffin, this big ship. So you can walk upstairs and around and it's pretty cool. Yeah. It's a really cool area.
Huh?
So, yeah, I mean, you know, get the highest levels you can find and it's kind of a basic party setup for the most part. And, you should be all right, I think. He says also another question for Dragoon. He says, since all the Dragoon Samurai are going to Pwn all after the update, that's going to be really nice, I know. He says, why did Dragoon have to have other subs like Ninja, Thief, Warrior, and believe it or not, Blue? I heard that having Blue sub helps Dragoon's offensive abilities at high levels. What do you think? Dragoon Ninja doesn't really make sense to me because...
Dragoon Ninja.
That's one of the sole reasons that I hate Ninja is when people sub it just for shadows because you're not gonna need dual wield for anything.
Yeah.
So
because you use a pole.
Yeah. So I don't know about that. Blue Mage. It's one of those things where it's still kind of fairly new. So a lot of people may not have thought about that. You know, it's possible that it works, but I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't personally try it myself. Warrior, it's definitely nice to have with double attack and Voke. You know, sometimes in the earlier levels you want to use Voke if you got in the dunes especially. But Warcry, Berserk are really nice to have and that double attack bonus is nice to have as well. A Thief sub is something that a lot of people use, but I don't personally. They just like to SATA stuff just to get that extra kind of kick in there. But I personally, I'd like Warrior for the little extra. I think you do a little more damage over time with extra, Warrior. Like I'd rather have you know the overall damage and stuff with Warrior than the occasional critical attack with Thief. You know I haven't played it, so I can't say exactly for sure how it works or whatever. But you know I prefer Warrior. I'm definitely going to be going with a Samurai sub after the update that's coming out here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably at the end of the month, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, that'll be cool. But cool. Okay. Well, thanks, Captain Rag.
Thanks, Rag. You're the man.
All right, Dragoons, dude. We gotta stick together.
Actually, you know what? I've actually been kind of thinking about maybe leveling a dragoon just for fun. Yeah. Yeah. You make it sound like so much fun.
It is fun. And dude. It's not an illusion.
I like to switch
really
around, and you know, I like to. Do like a healer class, and then I like to do like a damage dealer class.
Okay.
So, you know, I like it all. That's why I've never gotten to 75, because I could keep switching around.
Right.
I've done everything else in this game, but, you know.
There you go. Yeah. You level up, like, Puppet Master
all yet? The end. Yeah, I leveled Puppet Master really? To 20.
Me too, dude.
Yeah, good stuff.
After that, I was just kind of like, fun. Yeah.
And I leveled Corsair to 23.
Yeah, same here. Wow. Okay. And so mine's 20. I'll have to level it eventually if I do the Bard Corsair route.
True. But,
very cool.
It's fun.
All right, so that leads us to our second email.
All right.
Real quick, want to apologize. We got a. This is from Vault from the Phoenix server. He popped up onto the forums and he said, "I was pretty sure I sent my email pretty early last week. You did, and I accidentally archived it. So sorry about that. My bad. really don't have any other good excuse for that.
My bad.
But so here we have it now. So we'll go ahead and read this for you. It says, I've spoken to Fusion personally, and if he hasn't noticed from our short conversation, I'm a bit of a crazy person. He says, German Tarus for the win.
German Tarus.
German Tarus. I could see someone making a video of that with a bunch of like German like Nazi Tarus or something. A little Taru with, like, a little Hitler mustache, maybe?
Oh, no.
Taru, I don't know. Okay. So he says, being quite crazy, I had an idea that could add a comical and interesting aspect to the game. He says, you touched on this before, but an alcohol concept. I don't personally remember that. But, who knows? Maybe I'm just losing my mind. He says he knows that the game is, you know, rated for the younger, you know, first, you know, like teens and above or whatever. So, you know, he's like, they could change the name to like Happy Juice or Taru Ale.
Taru Ale. Taru Ale for the win, dude.
He says maybe after drinking it, you'd walk kind of weird and, it would affect your performance like while fighting. And he says maybe that the monks could have like a special drunken boxing style. Interesting idea. Because, you know, really, you know, at heart, you know, Monk is just, you know, a fighter. Just, you know, doing whatever. That would be kind of, have like a drunken monk. Drunken monkey drunken style. Drunken monkey? Have the monk kind of like sitting there in front of the mob, like, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, and then like uppercut him or something. It'd be, he has to make the monkey sounds though. Otherwise, it's no good. Yeah. We'll have the drunken Opo.
Drunken Opo.
The Drunken Opo fighting style.
The Pamamas.
I would love a monk if they had a Drunken Opo style.
Dude, totally.
That'd be cool if you could, like, merit, like, different, like, fighting styles or something like that. That'd be interesting. But, yeah, cool. All right, well, thank you, Vault, and sorry about that. Whoopsies. all right. I guess that would lead us to... Well, we'll... go ahead and explain ourselves. The cool. Episode is late and semi-rushed because right now it's 1:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we recorded this the other night, but when I went to edit it... We recorded last night, and when I went to edit it this morning, it didn't turn out so well. We kind of sounded all laggy and robot-y and all that fun stuff.
And so Fusion comes to me and he says, Stink, we have to re-record the show. And I go,
Really? It was kind of one of those, we really didn't want to do it, but we kind of had to things. But, so yeah, that's kind of how we came to this episode.
So, yeah. We're doing it because we love the community.
We want to get this stuff out for you guys to enjoy.
We do, and we feel so bad because the episode that we recorded last night was so funny. It was so good.
It was very funny.
And Sammy was there, and, you know, we had a guest, and it was just awesome. And it just turned out that we couldn't use any of that.
Yeah, audio, so. it was just a bad run of luck or something, I guess, because, you know, everything else was working fine, and then I go to play it this morning, and then, oops.
So, these things happen, though, so, you know. Yeah.
It's all Comcast's fault. We'll blame it on them.
Call them up.
Nice.
We apologize for the lateness of the show. Bear with us with this technical difficulty, and we'll try to make sure it never happens again.
Definitely. All right. Nice. We got a couple mentions this week. I was hanging out with a couple of friends of mine, Taken and Mr. Coffee. It's actually Taken's 20th birthday this week. So happy birthday. I'm not going to sing. But I've had the pleasure of not being involved in those little singing intros we've had, and I'm going to keep it that way. we had a pretty fun weekend. Mr. Coffee came down, and we hung out a little bit, did some Final Fantasy 11 LAN, leveled our sub jobs and everything. It was a lot of fun, so that was pretty cool. So happy birthday, dude. Next year we'll have
happy
to...
Happy birthday. What is it, 20? It's 20, right?
20, yeah. Next year we'll have to break out the Taru Ale.
Word, dude.
There we go. Level with some Taru Ale.
Happy birthday
to you.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
And I think Steak, you wanted to do a shout-out.
Yeah, I got a random tell in-game last week, and he was like, are you the guy from Pet Food Alpha? I love when that happens.
Yeah, that's very cool.
But yeah, his name is Bovon. He's on the Kujata server. He's like a level 45-ish white mage. And we got to talking. Cool guy.
Very cool.
And so I wanted to say what's up to him. So what's up, Bovon? Word.
That's very. I mean, I've gotten a couple of those before. So they'll say hello, and I'm like, hi, because you know I'm not looking for a party or anything. And I, you know, no one's ever invited my dragoon without my flag up. You know, they don't even invite me with the flag up half the time. But so I was like, hi, and they're like, hey, I like the show, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, thanks a lot. So maybe we'll do some shoutouts to you guys that send us some tells in game or something. That'd be cool. Get on our forums too. Don't just talk to us in game. Get involved.
Totally.
We got other people here that like to talk about the game.
Dude, yeah, we talk all the time, man.
Definitely. And speaking about, it's not directly community involved, but this week on South Park, big episode. I'm sure everybody's probably heard about it by now. I think it was episode like 1008 or something. It was called "Make Love, Not Warcraft." It was a very big episode about the World of Warcraft, as I'm sure most of you have already heard of, and if you haven't, I don't know what to say, but a lot of good lines in there. They talk, you know, they got a lot of terminology down. They have noob, they have uber pwnage. It's quite a fun episode. There's actually we have the video up on the forums actually.
Oh really?
It's on the
the whole episode.
Yeah, the whole episode. Xavier posted it. I believe it's like a YouTube link or something of the sort. So go ahead and check that out if you haven't seen it already.
I'll have to go watch
it. It's a riot. Definitely very, 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 very funny.
Very cool.
Very cool. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I guess that's pretty much it.
Yeah. You can shoot us emails with your questions and comments and hate mail for FusionX at petfoodalpha@gmail.com.
And also, we're still looking for people for our job-specific shows. So
that's true. We've gotten a couple responses. Thank you very much to those who have gotten in touch with us.
We'll let you know when we do this.
But we still need lots more.
Still need people. So maybe let's have a little race here. Instead of doing warrior first, we'll do whichever job we get the most emails for, and you'll have the privilege of being the first job-specific show.
That's a good idea.
That's good,
man. All right. That's good stuff.
So, maybe Puppet Masters, maybe. We'll do Puppet Masters.
Maybe. We'll do it.
The very first job-only podcast episode.
And we would like to request that if you want to be on the show and do that, you be level 60 or higher. And the only reason we say that is not because we want you to be Uber or whatever, but like we want you to, you know, by the level 60, you have most of the job, you know, abilities and things like that.
You really have
a good handle on how the job works and, you know, how you like it, so...
Definitely. And, you know, if we get a couple people that have actually done some of the merit abilities, too, that'd be really cool to talk about those as well. But, you know, we just want people on here talking about the job that they play and like so much. So, you know, go ahead and send us an email if you're interested in talking about it. You know.
True. Yeah, do that.
Very cool.
PetFoodAlpha@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on iTunes and give us an iTunes rating.
Yeah. All that
I always say that, I know, but...
I know you do.
Yeah, so.
It's your little thing.
If you haven't already, I mean, you know.
I think most people have, but...
Yeah. So.
Nice.
Sweet.
Make sure to check out our forums at bethegamer.com.
Yes, please do so.
Go ahead, check out that World of War, or the Warcraft episode that's up on the, under, I think it's gaming discussion.
There's also lots of other really cool
stuff
up there,
too. We got, you know, our screenshot threads. We got our show discussion threads and all that good stuff. If you want to
come and join us.
Got comments for the show, you can put those up in there, too. All that good stuff.
True. Do it.
Do it.
All right.
Do it now.
Well, that's all we got for today. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties that caused this show to be late.
If you want to, you can blame it on me, because I'm probably going to get hate mail anyway.
Blame it on Fusion.
Blame it on the Raffle
Or call
track.
Comcast, if you want to, and complain there.
I got Comcasted.
So, thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll see you
next week.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. You heard that.
Nice.